You've probably heard the advice, climb the corporate ladder, play by the rules, and everything will work out. But let's be real for a sec. Those roles, sometimes those are the very things keeping you stuck. And playing it safe is the fastest way to keep playing small. So if you've been waiting for permission to go all in on yourself, this is it. And listen, no judgment here. I was that girl. I followed the rules. I checked all the boxes. I spent 15 years climbing the corporate ladder higher and higher, thinking I was doing everything right. And then in one instant, it was gone. The company I was working for completely shut down. I was jobless, holding my kids in my arms, thinking, what am I going to do now? The good news is that for me, it wasn't the end. It was the beginning. Losing everything in that moment gave me the freedom to rewrite the rules, to build my dream business, to create a life that's mine on every level. And today, I'm sharing how you can do the exact same. So if you're ready to break ceilings, build your own table, and rewrite your story, let's go. Welcome to Becoming the Authority, the secret podcast where we leave the rules behind, break ceilings, and build the dreams they said we couldn't. I'm Nicole Nieves, a former corporate exec turned unapologetic entrepreneur, creating a space for the doers, the dreamers, and the rebels to go all in and bet on themselves. Here, we're talking real stories, bold strategies, and all the mindset shifts you need to turn your what-ifs into watch this. This isn't just about business. This is about building a brand and a life that is unapologetically you. So if you're ready to ditch the doubt, play big, and become the authority in your space, you're in the right place. Let's break ceilings, build the dreams, and make waves together. You in? I shared a little of my story before. I started out by working in corporate. I was all about climbing that ladder, chasing titles. I was vice president of sales, creative director, chief marketing officer, you name it, I did it. I led massive teams, managed huge territories that spanned multiple states, and drove millions of dollars in revenue. I gave everything to my job. I had my kids when I was really young, and it was all about how quickly could I get to the top so that I could focus on giving them the life that they deserve, the life that I didn't have growing up, my mom didn't have growing up, and in pouring my heart and energy into that, I did everything the way I thought I should. I played by the rules. Then one day, it was all gone. I was called into my boss's office. He sat me down and said, I'm really sorry to tell you this, but we are shutting down the company. And Friday will be your last day. This was Wednesday. I left that office, and not only did I have to pull myself together and the shocking news, but I had to deliver that same news to my entire team. One by one, they would come into my office, and I'd have to share the devastating news that everything we had been working for was now gone, not through any fault of their own, but because business is business, things are changing, the company's going under. I was devastated, angry, frustrated. I had poured everything into this career, everything into doing things right. And to me, doing things right wasn't just about working a 9-to-5 and having that sense of job security. I grew up in a broken home. My parents had a messy divorce. My mom, she was constantly working 3 jobs just to put food on the table. Her entire desire for me was for me to get an education so I can have job security. So that became my laser focus since I could even remember. Follow the rules, get an education, get job security, climb the corporate ladder. So that's exactly what I did. I was a first generation college graduate. I went right into working a full-time job, and I had been doing that for over 15 years ever since. Sitting there having to take this news and deliver that to a team I led was not on the bingo card for me. I wish I could sit here and say I pulled myself together right away, but I absolutely did not. And it's okay if you've been in this position and you don't either. We need to give ourselves the space to be okay feeling all of the things. I was angry. I was annoyed. I was lost. I was confused. I wasn't sure what I was going to do next. I spent months trying to figure it out the traditional way. I was sending out resumes. I was applying for job after job. I was going on interview after interview, traveling to different states in the final stages of interviews of multiple organizations to get rejection after rejection each time. But during that time, something wasn't sitting right with me. I knew that while this was the traditional way of doing things, while following the rules had been okay in my life before, it wasn't what I wanted for myself. I was in this moment feeling like I never want to put my full trust in an organization ever again. Even if I do secure a full-time job, I am not going to put all my eggs in that basket. I am not going to have my entire income and livelihood be fully vested in building someone else's business and brand. I was going to do things differently. If there was ever a time to break the rules, it was right now. So in between sending resumes and going on job interviews, I started to do something different. I started to dream. I started to let myself think, what could life look like if I burned the rules and decided to do things my way? Each day I'd wake up and I'd dream a little bit bigger. I would explore a little more. I'd brainstorm, what would be my dream life? What do I want to feel? What do I want to look like? What do I want to have? And then I started making a list of all of the skill sets and expertise that I had. What could I offer the world? What are my skills, my talents, my superpowers? And then I went deep. What do I really want to accomplish in this life? What legacy do I want to leave? And I tried to find the overlap in each. Then one day, after months of prayer, after sitting with these feelings, these dreams, after not giving up on myself and deciding I want to do things differently, I had this idea. If I could spend my time and energy pouring into someone else's brand as their marketing strategist, why couldn't I do that for the little guys? It was in that moment where I realized I have a choice in this. I could stay stuck in fear. I could go back to what feels normal and used to feel safe but doesn't anymore. Or I could bet on myself. And let me tell you something, choosing to bet on myself was the scariest and hardest decision that I made, but it was the best decision I could have made for myself. I knew that I didn't want this vision to fall. And so the very first thing I did, broke, without a job, no unemployment, no savings, nothing coming in, and three little kids to take care of, I decided to take $2,000 and spend it on an online course. I had been listening to this mentor's podcast for years, except I was listening that much more intently this time around. And she was promoting a course at the time all around building your business. And I sat there and just felt like, if I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this. I knew that by putting this upfront investment, I at least was going to have the guidance, the strategy, the mentor in my corner. Someone that I trusted to teach me their ways, who's gone before me and done it well, so that I at least had a roadmap on what I was going to follow myself. So yeah, my very first leap into entrepreneurship included putting $2,000 on my credit card without even telling my husband. Not that I recommend that, ladies. But the thing for me is that I felt like if I had to talk him into why this course was best for me, I was going to talk myself out of why I was even doing this to begin with. I needed to really own that this was my decision, so that I can be fully responsible for my actions. That one course, that one investment, that one decision to go all in on myself changed my entire life. And I wish I can sit here and say that I never looked back on corporate, but the irony in all of this is that just as I had made that decision, that investment, and was so focused on making this work, I got a job offer for my dream job. Isn't that just like life to throw your way? I had been searching for a job for over 6 months. I finally have a direction in the opposite attention. And here's the corporate world calling me back. But something had shifted and changed within me. And I did something different this time around. I accepted this job, but I let them know upfront that I was building my own business. It was not going to interfere with any of my work. It was not competing with any of the clients we were serving. They were in two different industries, but I was not going to give up my dreams for corporate ever again. Little did I know I'd be at a point in my business just 1 year later where I could quit that corporate job for good. In my first year of business, the Brand Vibe brought in more money than my corporate salary ever did. Ever since then, I have built this seven-figure empire doing things my way, serving clients that I love, going to every sporting event for my boys, having the freedom to move my family from Chicago to Nashville. I have created freedom, fulfillment, and a legacy that I am proud of. And I'm here to tell you, you can do the same thing. You don't need the fancy title or corporate office to make bold moves. You also don't need to go totally YOLO, quit your job, and go all in on entrepreneurship to make bold moves. Burning the rules and making bold moves starts within yourself. It's your decision to go all in, your commitment to your dreams, and taking the first step and investing in yourself, whether it's time, finances, energy, or just pure accountability to never giving up on yourself. You can be that girl I was 5 years ago, the one who decided to never give up on herself. And hey, maybe you already are that girl. You have built your business. You have been going all in on yourself. But if you're honest, you've been playing small. You've been playing by the rules of this industry. You're following advice from gurus who are telling you that you have to do things a certain way. You have to launch, you have to do webinars, you have to create social media content every single day. Or maybe you're waiting for permission to tell yourself that when the timing is right, when you're ready, when things work out. Listen, you're never going to feel 100% ready. Waiting is just fear in disguise. Or maybe you're sitting here having fear of judgment. You're afraid of what people are going to think. Your husband, your family, people online. What if I'm too vocal online in my opinion? What if I share too much? What if my family laughs at me? What if it's awkward? What if I fail? Or worse, what if I succeed? So much so that I burn myself out or I feel like I'm compromising in life. Whatever the mindset spiral is that you're on, trust me, I've been there. But I can tell you that none of that weighs heavier than the thought of playing small for the rest of your life. So if you're stuck in your comfort zone, you're avoiding risks, you keep telling yourself you're just not ready yet. You're undervaluing your expertise. You're maybe saying no to investments that could help you grow because you're scared of the upfront cost. What if you can't make it back? What if you can't commit to doing the work? What if you don't have time? Listen, love you mean it, but these what ifs and rules aren't just holding you back, they're keeping you invisible. So whether you're just starting out or you've been in this game for years but feel like you're losing steam, I want you to know you are being called to more. If you feel that fire inside of you, if you're feeling like there's so much more that you want to give, there's so much more that you want to build, if there's this gut feeling that is just pulling you, I want to say this clearly. You are not stuck because you're not talented. You are not stuck because you don't have what it takes. Stop telling yourself that. You're stuck because you're playing by the rules that don't work anymore. And it's time to rewrite them. So here's what you're going to do. I want you to grab your burn book. Yes, full on Mean Girls energy, because it's time to call out every single lie, every outdated belief, every BS standard that's been keeping you stuck. The whole idea that you can't be both a great mom and a badass founder, burn it. The thought that you need a massive following in order to make money, burn it. The idea that you have to hustle 24/7 to be successful, light that one up too. This is your moment to rewrite your rules, to reclaim your power. It's your business, it's your life, it's your story, and you're the one that's holding the pen. So it's time to channel your inner Regina George and make some serious cuts. I want you to grab a notebook, open your notes app on your phone, scribble on your kid's leftover homework. I don't care. We won't judge. But you're about to call out every single outdated, toxic, limiting belief that's been keeping you stuck, because those rules, they're trash and we're setting them on fire. Step one, write your burn list. This is where I want you to get brutally honest. I want you to think about all of the lies and the stories that you're telling yourself, the shoulds, the outdated advice you've been following, the stuff that has you second guessing things, playing small, waiting for someone else to come along and validate your dreams. Ask yourself, what rules have I been following that no longer serve me? What beliefs are keeping me stuck and scared to go all in? And what advice am I holding on to that's just not it anymore? Here are some examples to get you started. Maybe you're falling into the trap that you need to hustle 24/7 to succeed and achieve your dreams, or that selling makes you feel and look pushy. Maybe you think you need a massive following to make any real money, or that you have to create content 24/7. Maybe you're falling into the trap that you have to do it all yourself, or you need to be available to your clients 24/7. Maybe you feel like you can't raise your prices or you're going to lose business, or that your brand has to be perfect before you launch, and your carousels have to be aesthetic, and your socials have to be trending. Whatever the story is in your head, write it down, every single one. Then take a good hard look at it and ask yourself, are these rules helping me, or are they excuses disguised as guidelines? Now, step two is all about rewriting those rules. Here is where we flip the script. Every outdated rule, write a new empowering truth that aligns with that CEO energy you are stepping into. And no playing it safe here. I want these new rules to make you feel unstoppable. The idea is that you're turning your trash thoughts into treasure. When you're doing this, I want you to step into your power. Example, old rule, I can't raise my prices. People will say no, I'll lose business. New rule, raising my prices attracts the clients who value my expertise and I am worth that time. And don't forget to keep it bold and actionable. Old rule, I have to do everything myself. New rule, I can invest in myself, follow strategies that have gone before me. I can delegate or automate. I can focus on what I do best because that is how a CEO operates. Listen, this exercise might be a little bit uncomfortable, but it is going to be so powerful in your life and your dreams. They are worth getting you out of your comfort zone. But here's what we're not going to do with this exercise. We are not going to let your new rules be cute without action. and turn into generic Pinterest quotes or a post-it you put on your desk and never look at again. The key is putting those new rules into practice. And if you need a little help with this, that's exactly what the Brand Vibe University is here to help you do. Because we've burned a few rules ourselves. We didn't step onto the scene quietly. We came in like mean girls on a mission, ripped up the old rule book, and built something so fetch and game-changing, nothing can even compare. The old rules of courses, gone. That traditional approach of throwing 47 hours of videos at you and saying good luck, burned. At Brand U, our courses aren't just courses. They're flexible, fun, and focused. We ditched the fluff and packed everything into actionable steps for you to implement today. Every course is designed with bite-sized lessons that are bingeable, action steps that are doable, and AI resources to help you implement like a boss. In each program, we've married strategy with cutting-edge tools to help you create faster, smarter, and more authentically like you than ever before. And we have an entire shop of templates because no CEO has time to build everything from scratch. We have literally taken everything our agency has done for our clients over the past 5 years to help them scale to multi-six and seven figures in revenue and put the frameworks and strategy into the courses and the tools and templates into our resource shop. Everything is plug and play, content, emails, lead magnets, funnels, and it's all supplemented through AI resources and power prompts to help you implement every single thing that you're learning. It's like having our award-winning creative team on call, minus the hefty price tag. And I do mean minus the hefty price tag. With the Brand Vibe University, you can get the library card that gets you access to every course, every tool, every resource inside the university for less than the cost of buying a cup of coffee every day of the year. I've been a high-ticket service provider for years, whether it's through masterminds that are multi-five figures or my agency services that range from $5,000 a month to $12,000 a month for 6 and 12 month contracts. And I've taken all of those frameworks, those strategies, those resources, and put them into the Brand Vibe University because I want this to be accessible to even more people. Give or take a few months, I've been pretty much booked out with high ticket clients since I've started my business. And the results that we get our clients are epic, but they're also rinse and repeat strategies that work. So I spent literally a year unpacking everything in my brain, all of our frameworks, all of our strategies, working through our agency of resources, our entire creative team, to put that step-by-step roadmap together for you through the university. Our courses are built differently, and the library card is your all-access pass to transform your brand, streamline your sales, and scale your business with instant access to our curriculum suite and our resource suite. So whether you're looking to sign new clients on repeat without chasing, stressing, or burning out, turn your words into dollars with messaging that connects and converts, create offers that have people screaming, take my money, make money on social media through simple automated systems and digital products, or build legacy-driven multi-six-figure plus empires. The library card is your secret pass to entering your trailblazer era. You're getting access to 18 plus resources that are all up in this podcast, by the way, from the Personal Branding Bootcamp to the Passive Product Bundle, our Entrepreneur Academy, which is our signature program, to our electives on your messaging, automating your sales and building your offers, and every resource in our template shop from elevating your brand by giving it a makeover, planning your next photo shoot, or building out your strategy to standing out on social media as the go-to authority in your niche through our Social Media Globe collection with literally 200 customized Canva designs. Plus resources to plan your content and create content that is converting. And then obviously get those people off of your followers on social media and onto your email list through things like our List Builder Growth Pack, which walks through the top 3 ways to get people on your email list, to the Welcome Series to make sure you are nurturing your audience, and our sales emails to turn your followers into buyers. Which leads me right into our School of Sales, where we have resources like our Launch Strategy Playbook. This is the actual step-by-step playbook I use to help my clients have multi-six-figure launches. Not to mention our ready-to-go ManyChat flows to help you automate your social media into sales. I have literally spent over a dozen hours just on this product alone. And we have our Client Experience Bundle, which so many people go wrong on. They focus all around their marketing and sales and not about serving their clients with the white glove experience. With the library card, that won't be you. Can you tell how excited and proud I am of this? This is literally my business baby because it's taken all of the concepts and ideas in my head, put it down into strategies, refined into courses, tested through templates, and trained through AI. We leverage AI to the fullest. And around here, it isn't just a buzzword. It is literally your secret weapon. So you have everything you need to start, grow, and scale your dream business at your fingertips for life. Yep. For the life of this program, you have access to these resources when you purchase them. So Run, don't walk, because this is a movement I want you to be a part of. The life and business you've been craving, it's on the other side of bold moves. So stop waiting, stop doubting, start building. You've got this, and I'm here to cheer you on every step of the way. I can't wait to see you inside of Brand You.